envision biting into a juicy watermelon. Now imagine that watermelon disappears from your hand because the grower who was growing it lost all of his crop to a terrible disease called verticillium wilt. Verticillium wilt is a soil-borne fungal disease caused by the pathogen Verticillium dahliae, and it negatively affects plant productivity of watermelon in the state of Washington, but also all across the world. This disease is difficult to manage for a few reasons. Fallow periods and crop rotations are ineffective against the disease. An effective management strategy of the past was the now banned methylbromide. Grafting, in this case, provides an excellent management strategy. So grafting the watermelon onto a resistant cucurbit rootstock. Why then, you might ask me, has grafting not been adopted on a larger scale to manage the disease? And I would say, grafting is expensive. One of the reasons for that is rootstock seeds. Most of the rootstock seeds that we use in the US are imported into the country from Asian companies who are involved in breeding them. And this is where our research comes in. We are evaluating 56 cucurbit accessions from the USDA National Plant Germplasm System for verticillium wilt resistance, hoping that we will identify accessions that are resistant to the disease and can be used as rootstocks for watermelon grafting. We obtain the seed, raise the seedlings in a greenhouse, and inoculate it at the time of transplanting to the field. We looked for disease and rated the disease, and in the end we found that 16 accessions were actually resistant. This year we're studying these resistant accessions with respect to their grafting compatibility with watermelon, as well as their effect on yield and fruit quality. In this way, I hope that our research can contribute to the ease with which grafting is accessible to everybody as a management strategy for verticillium wilt. I hope that that farmer is able to graft his watermelons so he can keep growing them and you can keep savoring them. Thank you.